holding by Parashas Mishpatim, so we'll do a real Shaila of Mazik. I'll go through the Shaila. So, as introduction, we all know, Arba Avos Nezikin, Hashur, Habur, Hamavah, Vahever, right? There are four Avos Nezikin. We have Shur, we have Bor, yeah, he dug a Bor, and a Bor includes, like, anything that a person can fall over, could be an obstacle that you put down that's even sticking up. It doesn't have to be a hole. And then you have Mave, which is Shein, and then you have Hever, fire, Eish. Okay, the Eish, the Mishnah says, has a quality that it moves. It's Hoylechu Mazik, right? It's the dark Leilechu Lahazik. It spreads, it goes. Mashenkin a Bor, stationary, it doesn't walk anywhere. The hole is where the hole is, or the whatever it is, the object is where it is. Okay, that's just to make a little hakdam. Now, the story that happened is as follows. A lady took her child to this store, and she parks her car, you know, and gets out with the kid. The child opens the door and bangs the door straight into the other car parked right next to the lady. Is the mother chayev for that or not? That's the shayla. So now we masbrazei. The din is clear in the Mishnah that if a child breaks something, nobody's chayev. There's no din. I mean, maybe you want to be good, nice. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about alpi din. If somebody's child goes to the neighbor's house and breaks his window or whatever, nobody's chayev because the kid's not chayev and the parent is not. You're not mechuyev. It's not your cow. Doesn't it's not a you're sure you're not chayev. So what should be the shaila over here? The shaila over here is like this. Should we say that the mother is chayev because of Eish? What does this have anything to do with Eish? So we'll explain like this. The Gemara says that if you have Evan, a stone or a sakin, avnes akino umasoy, and they are on my roof, and I put it up there, and I know good and well that if a normal wind, the ruach mitzuya, will come today, these things are going to get blown off my roof, and they're going to hit somebody or something, right? So then that's called eish. Those things, because they are moving just like fire spreads. The Avnu Sakina Masoy is going to move off the roof, and it's moving with the wind, right? It's a Ruch Mitzuya. So Memela, when it's Mazik Derech Halichosoy, the Gemara calls it Tolda of Eish. That's the Gemara Davava Menalf. In Bava Kama, it's a Tolda of Eish. Now, Taisvis goes a little further with that, and Taisvis says that the same thing would be true. This is Taisvis on Yud Tes Amud Beis. If let's say there's a chicken and I have a string, that's a wild chicken, doesn't matter. It could be a Hefker chicken, it could be my friend's chicken, doesn't matter. Not my chicken, right? And I own a string or a strap or something like that. And I tie my string onto the chicken's leg. And I know that this chicken's gonna run all over the place and do all kinds of hezek. Then I, the owner of the string, am chayef for Eish, because that string is like the stone, and the string is moving all over the place, and the chicken is the Ruach Mitzuya. The chicken is the Ruach Mitzuya. So Memela, he's like the Bimkaim the Ruach, and the thing is moving. And Memela, that string is my string. So it's my Eish, and I'm chayef for Hezek of Eish.
The string is doing the
right. The string was doing the damage, and since the string is moving by some other force, be it wind or be it a chicken, it's still moving. And if my thing is moving around and doing damage, then that's called Eish. Well, it depends. If it threw it, yeah, then it would be maybe tsuriris. It could come to a case of tsuriris if it was like thrown. If let's say the chicken threw it. So anyways, that's what Taisa says. Now, Rashi argues, we're going to get to Rashi in a minute. Rashi argues on this, and Rashi says it's not ish, but Tosfos says it is ish. So l'chayra, the question is, here too, my door of my car is like the string or like the stone, right? And the kid is like the chicken, right? Just like if you tied a chicken onto that door, right? And the chicken's going to run around with the door and bang into things. So then that would be Aish. So if my little kid is the chicken, so it doesn't have to be my cow. It doesn't have to be my chicken. It could be any chicken in the world. As long as I know that it's a Ruach Mitzuya that's going to take this kli of mine and knock it into something. So it's Aish. So then L'chayra over here too, it should be Aish.
But if another person just moved it, you wouldn't be
chayav. If an adult, you mean? If an adult moved it, then it's not probably a Ruach Mitzuya that he'll knock it into. I mean, hopefully an adult, it's not Ruach Mitzuya, he's going to be careful.
So a kid is just not careful.
That's what we're assuming, right? At the end of the whole shmooze, I'll get back to that final shayla, if it's taka true that a kid's like a chicken. But that will leave for the last thing. This shayla goes back years. I spoke about it with my shver. My shver spoke about it with Rav Shlomo Miller, and I spoke about it with Rav Tzvi Berkowitz twice, a few years ago and now. So you'll slowly hear all the parts. But anyways, so that was the shayla. That was the shayla. Do we say that the door is like the string, and the kid's like the chicken, and Mela, my door is Aish, and it comes out that the lady would be Chayiv Alts Aish. So the first thing is, I just want to talk about the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos for a minute, because that's Tosfos. Rashi argues on him. Rashi says that if you tied the string on, it's not Aish. So Tosfos Tamei says, I don't see why. I don't see any reason for it. Avad it's Aish. So there's three Beurim and Achrayim why Rashi holds that it's not Aish. The first one is from the Nachlas, from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is very Baal Batish reason. He just says that in order for something to be Aish, it has to be Mitzuya, it has to be Ruach Mitzuya. Rashi holds that if you tie a string onto a chicken, it's not really so common that the chicken's going to run so far, and it's because the story was that the Kalim were broken in the property of my friend. He had his kalim. So the chicken's gonna go with his string and cross the street and go into the other guy's house and jump on the kalim and break the kalim with the string. It's pashut. Rashi pashut argues on mitzias. He says that that's not mitzuya enough. It's not ruach mitzuya. Okay, that's his pshat. Nachlas David goes with a major lumdisha nekuda in Rashi. He brings it from the Rishonim and Bava Basra daf Chavav. The Gemara in Bava Basra Chavav Amar Aleph says that it is permitted to shake out your linen, begadim and kelim, even though when they were like newer, I think, a lot of this little, I don't know what you call it in English, like little things come off from the pishta when you shake it. And those little things fly around there, and they're mazik people that pass by. So Tosfos asks Akasha, how could you do that? Then that's Aish. That's like the Avir is taking these things and making them bother people. Why isn't that a problem of Aish? So the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina and some more Rishayim all give the same answer. They say Yesod and Aish. The whole Av of Aish is when the object of its own has the ability to mazik. Fire, as long as you put it down on the table, it will burn the table. You don't have to do anything more than have it in the place, and it will go ahead and do its job by itself. That's Aish. But if you have something which is too shvach, that it can't do anything, and what makes the whole hezek is that the wind pushing it in the person's face is what's making the trouble, that's not called Aish. When the koyach ha'acher is what's making the hezek, but the thing itself doesn't have the power to make a hezek, that's not Aish. So memela, this little flax things, if there would be no wind and it would just be like sitting there, it wouldn't do a thing to anybody. The reason why it's mazik is because like the wind blows it in people's face and it bothers them. So since it's the wind doing it and the object itself can't do anything, it's not Eish. Zokta Nachlas David, Rashi holds the same thing by the string. A string cannot break any bowls, cannot break anything. The only reason why this string can do anything is because the chicken's moving it around and tangling it up and pulling the things around. That, Rashi holds, is not Eish. Rashi holds, that's not Eish. Eish has to be that the object itself has the power to do Hezek. That's the second pshat for Rashi. The third pshat for Rashi is in the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid said a big yesod that Rashi's shita, because the Tosfos Rid himself holds that Rashi's right. You know, Tosfos Rid is one of the greatest chassidim of Rashi. He very often goes with Rashi against all the other Rishayim. So Tosfos Rid here again goes with Rashi. And he says, when you want to make me responsible because of Eish, but there was a living object that directly did a Hezek, then you place the responsibility on the living object more than me. It goes off of me and onto the chicken. Meaning, what did I do already? I put a string on here. So this string should make me responsible as Eish. But the chicken physically went and took that string and broke the kalim. So the chicken is nichnas and I'm yoytze. In other words, because you always put the responsibility on the most liable source. So since the chicken is more than me, even though the chicken is not a bar chiyuva, hey, he might be hefker and nobody's going to be chayiv. So I don't know for sure if he says befeirish even in that case. But for sure, if somebody owns the chicken, so I'm putter. Because the chicken is more responsible than me. That's what Tosfos Rid says. And there's Taka Arashi a few dafim later that bears out this Tosfos Rid. And that's Mamish Negeta, very similar to our case. The case was as follows. I was Mosar Gacheles to a Cheresh. Right? I have coals. I own coals. And my coals can burn things. And I handed them over to a cheresh. So the din is, the cheresh went and burnt down a house. The din is, the way Rashi learns the sugya, that since isha mishum chitzav, since the din is that cheresh is considered like he physically burnt down the house with his yodayim, I get pater. It was a ruach mitzuya. Well, I should be chayv. So what? He's worse than me. But I still eish. Rashi says, no. Once he did it be yodayim, then he's more responsible than me. He's in and I'm out. Because I'm less than him. I didn't do it physically, and he did do it physically. So that's a new yesod in Rashi. Okay.
The Tosfos Rid. Why is his husband Rashi not totally whether you hold eishim mishum pizza, you eishim mishum wine? Because if you hold eishim mishum wine, so the chayr maybe that whole svara goes.
Oh, the answer is because over here, when the chicken does it, it's not eisha, it's mamish the chicken. That's mamish biyadaim, right? The chicken has a string on his foot and he breaks kalim. That's better than mishum. That's like the case when you take a gachelis and you touch it to the building. The Gemara says that's varei chitzay, because when it's attached to your body and you do it, that's like for sure chitzay. Okay, so you hear. So what's going on again? By the case, let's go again. The chicken with the string. Tosfos says the owner of the string is chayav for eish. Rashi says the owner of the string is potter for eish. Three reasons. Either like the Pnei Yeshua, it's stam not mitzuya, or the reason is because the string itself doesn't do it, it's the push that does it, or because somebody greater responsibility takes off lesser responsibility. Okay, now let's apply that to the door of the car. So if you go with the Pnei Yeshua, okay, the chicken is not mitsuya, but the door might be mitsuya, because the kid might very mitsuya to knock into the car. If you go with the pshat that the Machlokes is because the thing itself can't do it, it's the push that does it. That's a perfect dimin here too, same thing. The car door can't damage anything, it's the push that can make the car door do something. So Rashi would not call it Eish. And if you go with the third pshat, that when some chicken or person did it physically, the responsibility goes off of me onto the chicken. Same thing here. The responsibility would go off from me and onto the kid, and then he'd be potter. So basically, I would say according to two out of the three pshatim in Rashi, avada, the mother would be potter.
According to the middle pshat in Rashi.
Yes.
Avnai sakinu masai.
Oh, so by Avnai Sakinu Masoi, the Rishonim say the pshat is because the gravity itself makes the thing be able to damage. That's called no, like, push. We don't look at gravity as an outside.
Because the object
is heavy enough, right? And it just, by its own weight, does the damage.
So maybe the car door is...
But here, the weight of the car door can't, right, do it. It needs, right, you know, the kid to put in the... So Mimela, according to Rashi, the mother's pater. Problem is, though, that the Ramah, Paskin's like Tosfos, and none of the Noisei Kelim argue with him. So the din is that in the case of the string, there is a Chiyavesh. So Mimela, we go with Tosfos. So L'chayra L'dina, so far, the mother's in trouble. L'chayra, since we say that even by the string, you still say Eish. So you see, we don't hold of all those things. We say that even if the thing does not have the koyach, it's still eish. And even if somebody is more responsible, it's still eish. So memela, l'chayra, the mother is still chayv. Came along Rav Shleiman Miller, and he wanted to pater her. This was his psak, l'maisa, according to what I understood. He said like this, there's a machlokes Rashi, Rosh and Tosfos. The following scenario. The Gemara says a person had an old tree or an old wall. So Beis Din tells you you have to get rid of this because it's liable to fall. They give you a 30-day notice. If anything happens within the 30 days, you're potter because Beis Din told you you have 30 days. Let's say the 30-day notice has passed and you were pesheya and the thing was still up. And then on day 31, 32, whatever, it collapsed. And it ruins stuff. So the Gemara says, if that's what happened, then you're going to be chayav for bor. You're going to be chayav for bor. Okay, now let's not forget, bor is much different than eish. Because the din is by bor, that bor is only chayav if it ruins animals. If bor ruins kelim, potter, right? Let's say, practically speaking, a guy does shtick, and he puts some kind of sharp thing on the road, right? And he rips people's tires, right? So al pidin, you can't mechayim. You can maybe knas him, but you can't, because that's boyer. And boyer is putter for kalim. Kar is a kli. Yeah, there was a famous story, which was a huge tumult that happened a few years ago, that there was a lomdish guy, and he was driving on the road, right, and he saw there was going to be a crash, and he was in the wrong, right? So he put on the brakes, went into park, and then he smashed. So he said, okay, boyer, I'm potter, because since I'm stationary, so I'm a boyer, and I ruined your car, so potter on Kalim. I heard it was a huge tumult. I heard Rav David Feinstein was mechayev him. I saw the tshuva, I didn't really chap 100%. He said some svara why it's different. He said it's not considered boer, it's considered odam amazik somehow. It was a whole big thing. Okay, al kaponim, boer is potter on kelim. Boer is potter on kelim, eish is chay for kelim. So now this wall is falling down, or this tree is falling down. Says the Gemara, it's boer. Fractisis, why is it boer? It looks to me like eish. Because it's like going. It's like the knife falling down from the top of the thing. It should be Eish. In other words, it makes a big difference. Because if it's Bor, then it's Patron Kalev. If it's Eish, it's Chai. So Tei says, Inochenami. Avada, it's really Eish. I, the Gemara, wrote Bor. The Gemara was talking about Hachabamayaskina, that the tree already fell down, and someone tripped on the tree. Or the wall fell down and somebody tripped on the stones. But while it's going down, it's eish. Zokta Rosh, kushta the milsa is nishta zoi, Zokta Rosh. The emes is not like that. The emes is that while it's going down, it's also burnt. Okay? Why? Zok the Rosh, it's not the same thing as Eish. Because by Eish, it's fire mixed, like the Gemara's Lashon always, Koyach Acher Me'urav Boy, mixed with wind. Fire itself needs something to like make it go, so it's mixed with wind. Masha'ekein, the tree when it's falling down and the wall when it falls down is gravity alone. You don't need the wind. So Mimela, it's only a bar. Even while falling, it's only a bar. So the Pilpula Charifta says, I don't understand this rush. It's a Kavuchaymer Teish. Well, you're going the wrong direction. Madoch, if fire mixed with wind is Eish, so if the thing does it without the wind, it's lower? It's all the more so higher. So that's the Pilpula Charifta's Kasha on the rush. Comes along the Nachlas Dov and says, I'll explain to you Pshat and the Rosh. What the Rosh is trying to say is that fire is worse because it's hoylech umazik. Fire, that Mishnah says, darken leilech ulahazik. Fire can spread. Fire can go anywhere. So it's a chomer dika'ah. A wall falling over or a tree falling down, it can't go anywhere. It can only fall in its spot. Right down. So it's weaker than Eish. You're more liable by fire than you're liable by a wall. Because fire is a more severe av, because it can spread. It's leilech lahazik. This, it could fall down, but falling down in its place is not called spreading. Memele, it's only like a boyer which is stationary. Adkan diri nechels dam. So Rabbi Shleiba Miller said, the din is like the rush. The din, all the rabbanim all go that the rush, we go with the rush, it's a bar. So Rabbi Shleiba Miller, Zay Bezay, a car door, is like the tree that fell down and the wall that fell down. It also cannot spread. It can only swing that much. So the swinging is like the tree swinging down or the wall swinging down. So here it swings that way. But it can't spread. Memela, it's not Eish, it's Bor. If it's Bor, it's Patra and Kalim. Nu, so broke the car, it's only Kalim. So a Bor which broke Kalim is Patra.
I thought it's only
Tysus said Eish, but the Rosh says Bor, and we pass him with the Rosh. That it's Bor and not Eish.
But according to the... It's only Eish because you say Eish is Kayach Acher Me'urav Boy, right?
That was the words of the Rush, right? The Rush said, this does not have the Koyach Acher Me'urav Boy, so it's not Eish. So Nachas David teaches in, what is he saying? That what the Rush really means is, fire has wind in it, so it moves all over. This thing doesn't have any wind in it, so it cannot move all over, so it's lower than Eish.
But here, this thing cannot move. We just said it's for the other way. The thing can't move with its own gravity.
Right.
So it can't move like the wall or the tree and fall by itself. How can you say that?
Oh, a very good. That's mamish what we're going to get. Mamish your svara. Mamish we're going to get to your svara. So here, that's how we wanted to paskin, that the lady's putter, because it's butter. My shver wrote in Chuvas Imre Shalom and Chela Gimel a letter to him that he doesn't agree. He says, when I'm learning the sugya here, I don't agree. Because the Rosh is only by a case, this is mamish what you said, only by a case where gravity alone is making the wall tumble down. So that's called immobile. That's called stable. It does not move an inch. Even though physically you see this wall going down, but the pshat is it has no moving power, right? It just falls in its place, crumbles down in its place, and doesn't have any energy to move. That is what the Rosh is saying is considered butter. But if you have something that has energy, like the kids pushing it, that avada, even if it's limited, that it cannot go far, but if there's some kind of koyach acher that's pushing the thing, then the Rosh would call it Eish. That's what he wrote in one paragraph. Now, I want to say how, I think how am I sure, how did he get that? How does he know that that's for sure pshat? I mean, the words of the Rosh for sure bear out what he's saying. Because the words of the Rosh were that the wall and the tree didn't have any koyach acher mu'ur of bay. So the words themselves bear it out. But all the more, I bring a very good rai. Because the Rav Isser Zalman says in his Sefer, Ab this Nachas David, that the Nachas David is shver. Because what did the Nachas David say? That a tree falling over or a wall falling over is bor because it's limited. So Ibezoi, how about the Gemara? The Gemara, by the case of the knife or the stone on the top of the house, also is limited because the wind does not. We're not talking about that. It's like a little feather knife that blows all over in the wind. The wind could push it off the edge of the thing, and it goes straight down. So that should be a bor. Why is the Gemara said it was Eish? So the Stipler says exactly what my Shver said. He says, no comparison. The Nachlis David is referring to something which does not move at all by the power of any outside force. It just simply crumbles down in its spot with the simple rule of gravity and nothing more. So that is called stationary, that's a bor. But this knife, fine, only has to move 6 inches from on top of the roof. The wind blows it 6 inches, and now it's going to go straight down. But the wind did move it.
So the nafkamina is really, what's the power? Is it wind? Or is it gravity?
Right, because gravity, in science, we call gravity, in the Lashonis of the Svarim, they call gravity me'elav. No, gravity, no, like, is just called.
So if a wind came and blew the tree down.
Right, so exactly, right. If a mamish hazay, that's why I was speaking with Reb Tzvi, he said, comes out like this. If the tree was standing there and then a wind came and blew it because it's a weak tree, then Avada the Rosh will call it Eish. Because then it's moving. That's called it moved from its spot. How do you determine moving? That a force is pushing it to move. It's rooted. It doesn't make a difference. As long as there's a force making it move, that's called Eish. Masha Enkein, if it just crumbles down, al zenem ar divrei ha-nechels tovid, that it's bor. So Memela, according to this, the din mamish turns out far kert mamish. It comes out that the door is Eish again. Right? It'll come out. That's what my shver wanted to paskin, that the lady is chayiv and it was Eish. Now I just want to mention that the Stipler, in a letter in a different sefer called Mishkanos Yisrael, Mamish wrote this down. It's a halacha dika sefer. Wrote this down for it was a whole case. The case in the Mishkanos Yisrael was that a guy put some kind of tool, like I don't remember what it was. Let's say it was a hammer on a ladder. And he like balanced it on the ladder, right? Didn't do such a great job. And 15 minutes later, the hammer fell off the ladder and it smashed something underneath the ladder. So the shaila was that hammer Eish or was that hammer bor? Right? So they were talking about it. So in that shmooze, the Stipler brought a tshuvas harash. Could be the Mishnah Yisrael brought it, and they both brought it, but the Stipler also brought it. The tshuvas harash was the following story. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin. What happened was, a guy rented a dira somewhere. And he decided to store away bundles of wheat in the ceiling or in the wall. And this wheat just stayed there. And the wheat had some kind of teva that it was rotting the wall away. Until it got so bad that it pushed over the wall. And a whole bunch of people got hurt from the wall. And items and everything. So the Rosh said that the guy who put the wheat there is chayv. And the Rosh explains, don't compare this to what I wrote in Bava Kamma, that when the tree fell over, it's bor. Because if it would be bor, then it would be patur on the kelim. This is worse. This story, when the wheat made the wall topple over, is worse than bor. Okay, and then he writes some words why it's worse, and no one can chap what it means. So the Stipler said what it means, and he also had to put in a word to make it make sense, like one little word. He said what the Rosh is saying is Yener Svar. The difference was that in the story of the tree that fell down and the wall that fell down, it was simply gravity. It just fell in its place. By the wheat, what happened was it got so weak until the bundles of wheat toppled the wall down. So it comes out that at the end, the wall got pushed by the bundles and it moved a little. And once it moves even 2 inches, it's already Yesh. So he went with his Yesoid again, that if anything pushes it, it's already Yesh. Okay.
Sorry, that easier as far because the problem with it was mold. Mold is something that moves by itself. It causes that weakening.
Explosive. You mean the mold can travel? You mean,
I hear.
Okay. Al-Kaponim, that is the what they say. So far, it comes out, we went through three stages. The Fi Rashi.
That's the case if the wall's damaged, but if the tour itself did the damage?
All the more so. If the tavua fell on people, so then you mean that might just be mamish gravity, right? That could be just fell down straight. You mean it didn't push anything? That might be. So that's what they, when they came back to the hammer case, they said that taka might be only bar because it just fell down from gravity. But then the stipler wrote him a whole thing. He says, I don't understand what you're talking about in Mitzvahs. What do you mean? I mean, you need to really be ma'ayin in the Mitzvahs. He says, what do you mean that the hammer was just sitting there for 15 minutes and then the hammer just fell down from gravity? That's impossible. If it was there for 15 minutes, then why didn't it stay there another 15 minutes? Something happened. You're missing something. And then he goes into the whole thing. Maybe this happened. Maybe that happened. Did somebody push it? Did this? And he goes through all the different details. But I don't know. Is that really true? It can't be that it just... No, can't be such a thing. I thought sometimes you see that. No, like it sits there and then all of a sudden...
It moves a little bit. And then
okay. I'll compound him. That was the Shiloh. So now, all right, we went through three stages so far. We have, according to Rashi, it's not Aish because of... the reasons that we mentioned, that Rashi holds it has to be that the thing without any, could do it alone without the koyach behind it, or because somebody else takes away the responsibility from you. But we don't hold like Rashi. Section two is to say like the Rosh, that it's bor, because it has a limit, it can't go far. Section three is to say not like that, because that's only when it's gravity, when not when something else pushes it. Okay, section four is to get back to the original hanacha that the Shlomo Miller took on for a pshitus, that when you have a kid, it's the same as a chicken. And just like a chicken is a ruach mitzuya, so too when you have a kid opening a car door, it's a ruach mitzuya.
Isn't there an element of pshia that has to be, you know, with the chicken, when I tie the string on the chicken, the pshat is, it's mitzuya, the chicken's going to be filled and it's going to do damage.
Right.
And what am I supposed to do with the kid? I'm not supposed to let him in the car? That's my pshia? Well,
why not? I mean, make sure you have to,
be opening the door every time and not letting him do it?
Well, what else? I mean, I'm saying, if it's mitzuya that's going to break the next car.
It's not mitzuya.
Oh, so you're, then you just, that's the shot, right. That is, Reb Shlomo Miller decided that just like the chicken is a ruach mitzuya, so too it's a ruach mitzuya that the kid's going to knock the next car.
You don't want to.
So that, al ze anu danim. So the Reb Tzvi and I.
He's telling that it's not because of the mitzuya makes it into the an Asia,
okay, fine, but if you say it is mitzuya, then I'm everything, right? He's assuming it's mitzuya, then I'm pashaya and I'm everything. Who says? That was the shy. So Reb Tzvi at that time held, it's zichr not ruch mitzuya. Who says it's mitzuya? That it doesn't happen that often that the kid will knock the next car. Who says? I mean, in a chanami, if the kid is 3 years old, he doesn't know what's flying, so then it's like a chicken mamash l'chayr. But if the kid's 8 years old, who says it's mitzuya? So he met Reb Shlomo Miller at a kiddush in Toronto, and he asked him, and Reb Shlomo Miller wouldn't budge an inch, told him it's pashit, it's mitzuya v'zehu. He wouldn't discuss it. So now I'll bring a little raid about it, but after about if it is mitzuya or it's not mitzuya, but after all the raid, I heard people still arguing both ways about it, and I can't really come to a real clear final conclusion. But I'll at least say the Mara Mekoymis to get somewhere closer. The din is like this. If you give, this is the din lamais, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. If you give a child a kol, a cheir sheit of a cotton, right? Anyone up to bar mitzvah, a kol or coals, kol or kol, and they went and started fanning it and made a fire out of it and then burned down stuff, the one who gave it is pater. But if the coals were flaming and you give it to the kid, then the din is your chayv. Okay, that's the din in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara says, because if you give him just the coal, if he doesn't do anything, it's going to die out. But here, it's already flaming, so it has the potential possibility of burning something down if he puts it somewhere where it could burn something. So Rav Isser Zalman says, after proving from a whole bunch of rayas, that avada, it's a pshia gemura to give a kid a coal. It has a din of a pesheya if you do that. Because he's liable to fan it. There's no question that could happen. He's a shaita. I mean, a shaita. He's a chere. He can do anything. He's a kid. He can do anything. So frek there. So Ibizai, why are you putter if you gave him a call? What do you mean? Maybe he's going to do one of these things. So he says like this. There's a yisaitis dika chilik. He says, the Rambam Paskin's taka, that if you put a kid in charge of an animal or in charge of a boar which has a cover on it, and then the animal got loose somehow, or the boar cover got uncovered, says in the Rambam that you're responsible, you're taka chayv. Because a kid, the way he explains the Rambam, doesn't say befeirish the time. The Rambam just brings the halacha. The reason is because a kid is liable to untie the animal, and the kid is liable to uncover the thing at any time, so it's a pshia. But that is only true if the thing is a mazik, nigmar hamazik. It's a full-fledged mazik the way it is. In other words, animals are automatically considered things that are mazik, and you have to tie them down. If you leave an animal loose, it's going to be mazik. So an animal is called a mazik. If you have a mazik, then if you have a kid in charge, which is a pshia, you're chayv. The same thing, a boyer is a mazik. If you have a hole in the street, it's a mazik. So you have to have it protected. So you have a cover. But if you put the kid in charge of this mazik, then you're chayv. But a coal, the idea is here, the coal alone is not able to do anything unless you fan it. So it's not a mazik today, it's a potential mazik. In order to be chayiv on a potential mazik, it has to be mamish a ruach mitzuyin. It has to be, pshia isn't a high enough level. Even if you have negligence, you're not chayiv until it's mamish common, mamish a ruach mitzuyin, that it's going to happen. So he says, why isn't it common? Why isn't it a ruach mitzuyin that the kid's going to fan it? Because there's a Tosis that says on Daf Testament Beis that the kid was supposed to be Shomer it. So the Shah says, what do you mean he's a kid and he doesn't? So he says, what Tosis means is that since the kid is supposed to be Shomer it, so sometimes he is, you can't count on it, and he might get in the mood and do the opposite. But sometimes the kid is normal and he's Shomer it. So you can't call it yet a Ruach Mitzuya that he's going to fan. You give the kid a call, so the pshat is, if the thing's already a mazik, then even if it's not a ruach mitzuya, the fact alone that you're a pashaya to give it over to a kid who could let it loose is already enough to mechayv. But by something which is only a potential mazik, it has to be ruach mitzuya, and it could be the kid will be a shayim. Adka divrei taisus. So what I wanted to taina, and Reb Tzvi agreed with me, is that a car door is the same as the gacheles. Why? Because just like the coal cannot do anything the way it is, you have to fan it in order to make it into a mazik. The same thing, car doors don't do anything by themselves. you have to go ahead and do something to it to make it into a mazik. So im kain, being that Tosfos calls a kid a shomer, meaning that sometimes he will obey. So im kain, the kid might obey and open the door like a mensch, and just like he might not fan the thing. So Mimela, Tosfos called that not a ruch mitzuya. So Mimela here also, maybe it's not a ruch mitzuya, and Mimela it'd be pat. Okay, but Rav Tzvi himself said that we're going to have to make a little tanai here. That Hainu, if the case was that if you open the door like a normal person, it's not going to bang into the car, but the kid decided to be vild and he threw the door open, so then you could say that it wasn't mitzuya. You could compare it. It's just like the kid's supposed to be a good kid. He's not supposed to fan the thing or open, right? So Mimela, even though sometimes he does the other way, Lamaise, you can't call it Mitsuya. Because, so the same thing here, if the kid will walk out of the car like a normal mensch, nothing's going to happen. So Elamai, he'll go and open it. You can't call that a Ruch Mitsuya. But if the matzav is that if you open the door like a regular mensch, it's going to knock in. And you have to go and davka, like open it really carefully. So who says? You can't compare that to the case of the kol. Because by the kol, the pshat is that you're not going to assume that he's going to fan it and make a fire. But over here, it's like, yeah, it's like flaming. So that's what he tied. Then I told over to somebody else, he says, you're not equalizing still. It's not true. Because even to open the door wide open is much more mitsuya than to fan the coal. Because when the kid is fanning the coal, he knows he's mamish being bad, right? And he's not supposed to do it. And he thinks he's being it. So sometimes kids do wrong things. So that's not mitsuya. Because the kid knows he's not supposed to do it. But here when the kid opens the door, I don't care how wide he opens the door, the pshat is the kid just opens the door like that. So who says maybe that's still mitsuya? Okay, so that's why I can't really pin it down to say 100%. The klal hagadol is like this. We came out with one case that everyone was agreeing with. If the mother told the kid befeirish, be careful, don't open the door wide, right? Then the kid mamish knows that it's wrong to open the door wide. That you could mamish compare to the case of the coal, that if he won't fan, you can't say it's mitsuya, he's gonna go and fan it anyways. So the same thing, if you tell a kid there's a car there, don't open it all the way, then it's for sure not mitsuya kapater. So that case, that's the only case I got everyone to agree with. But if the case, and if the other way, I got everyone to agree the other way. That if, when anytime you open the door, it will automatically knock in, then everybody seemed to hold it was mitsuya, and Memele, everyone seemed to hold that you would be mechayev the mother. Keep pligi in the middle case, that if you open it normally, it won't do anything, but if you fling it open all the way, then it will hit the next car. Is that called mitsuya or not mitsuya? That, okay, that was the final maskana of the whole thing. Okay, so those are all the parts. Rashi holds it's boyer, it's not esh. Tosfos, Rav Shlomo Miller held, according to the Rosh, it will be bar. Meshver held that it was Eish. And about Mitsuya, we just heard all the different shitas on Mitsuya. Okay, now we'll go on to one more Shaila. The Shaila was as follows. This is a Shaila in Eish. The Shaila was another Shaila in Eish. The company, I think it was really maybe not such a big company, it was just maybe a store, it doesn't matter, in Eretz Yisrael, labeled their salt as sugar by mistake. They put it said sugar. So a person bought for a kiddush a whole bunch of bags of this and made everything for the kiddush with it, and then everything was salt. So they lost a lot of money. So the person wanted to sue whoever did it for all the loss. I don't know about Busha, because maybe they found out before Shabbos and they bought new stuff. I don't know. But they lost tons of money because all the cake, all the kugel, everything had to get thrown out. So the other person said, the store owner, whatever it is, said, Grumma. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this, Pashtus, he's right, the store owner, because it's mamash like the first mission in the sixth parak of Baba Basra, that a guy ordered seeds, and the guy sells him faulty seeds, right? And then he plants everything with these faulty seeds, and nothing grows. So what does he do? He gets a refund for the seeds. The guy lost his whole crops for the whole year. Grum. So Pashas, it would be Grum. But he says, Lamaisa, he holds the guy's chai.
Yeah, because he... Why is there a difference between something you could know and something you can't know?
Oh, I think that is even if the guy knew. Let's say the guy knew that he's selling a bad seed.
He baked it into his stuff, so what kind of...
By seeds,
you can't tell the difference. No, we can't know.
You mean the buyer could know. The buyer could have tested it out. Oh, but I don't know if he's mechui, I hear. I mean, it's not the derech to check for that.
The derech to taste things as they
make. I don't know. I mean, you have to. The Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to be mechayev for the following reason. He had a goyinish thing. He said like this: the din is that if, let's say, I put a rock on the floor, and I know that animals go on this track all the time, animals go on this path all the time, and they're bound to kick my rock. And the taka, the animals, did go on the path, and they taka kicked my rock, and they broke something. So I'm chai for esh. Why? Because it's the same kind of setup. It's like the chicken. Here the animal's the chicken, and I'm the owner of the rock. Memel it's esh. So Zokter Shleim Zalman, the same thing over here. If you put salt in these bags, you know that people are going to kick these bags, like, yeah, and it's gonna be go into food and ruin it. So Mimela, when you put down the bags of this salt on the shelves in your store, right? So what, by doing that, you know that these bags are gonna go with the Ruach Mitzuya of human beings, and it's gonna go into these kalim, these foods, and ruin them. So he wanted to say it's Aish. What?
Yeah, but that's not to do it to himself.
But I'm saying, I'm the one behind the whole thing. So
Nisik is the one who's taking it, who's moving it, not the master.
Okay, so does that make a difference? I mean, there is one thing Tysus does say. Tysus says, what if people were kicking those rocks? It wasn't animals on the path, it was people. So Tysus says that the people, since they are more responsible, because they're mamisha, they're the master. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you can't use that here, because the people are not responsible, because the people buying the salt have no way in the world to know. There he went with that again. Meaning, not that they can't know, but there's no reason they should know. So they are totally not responsible. The only responsible person is me.
Yeah, but is there a difference between like a rock, which is a hefker, right? So you don't don, right? You don't don with you know, like it's that person or this. It's the hezekim matzu. Once you put it down, and you know the hezek's gonna over here. This person's buying something, and it becomes. Once he buys it's in his rishus, and he's responsible for it. The responsibility transfers when the money transfers.
Grata, I don't. It's a mekach tol, so it still belongs to the store. Yeah. The salt still belongs to the store, really. So that's what he said. So at the end of the tshuva, he writes, because I have ta'omim acherim, I told them they should make some kind of pshara. He didn't write what they are. He said, I had told me Machem that it could be there's some kula here. So Mimela, he didn't want to pass the Lamaisa to make him pay the whole thing. He said they should pay part of all the damages. But by me, the big chiddush to me in this tshuva of Shleim Zalman is that always the mahus of all the Eish or Toldus Eish is always that the thing is doing the damage by activity, meaning the fire eats up the object. It's active. It's not passive. It's active. It does damage. The same thing by the Toldus of Avnoi or Sakinoi. The thing is in flight, and it goes by the power of the movement and damages by going into the thing. That is always there. It's darka leilech ulahazik. But I never saw an eish yet where the pshad is, it's not the activity that it's movement or anything. It's just stationary, and it's enveloped inside of this food. And the reason why it's no good is not because it's a moving thing that's like mazik through its movement.
It's not moving at all.
Right. It's stationary.
It moved to get there,
but once it got there, stationary. Right. Like we know, for example, that the Gemara says. That let's say the same thing happened, that I put the stone here, and I know the animals are going to kick it. And taka, animals came along and kicked it and moved it 20 feet down. And then somebody trips. So I'm still chayv, but al-tbur, not al-teish. It's only if it's a human gets hurt. But if a kli gets ruined over there, I'm putter. Why? Because since it's not moving anymore, now it's stationary, it's only bar. It's only eish when it goes. So Shlomo Zalman is obviously saying he knows that too. But he's saying that the pshat is, here the salt went into the food. But to me, I don't think that's good enough. I don't think it's enough that the salt went into the food. In other words, it's different than the case of the rock.
But that was the nizik. That wasn't the teva. That wasn't the mazik didn't do that. That was the nizik who did that.
Yeah, but he doesn't think that makes any difference.
Wasn't like I put it on the roof and it blew in.
Right, he doesn't think that makes any difference, because as long as the responsible one is the mazik,
but so it's not doing.
No, it's not the mazik.
It's not holy mazik.
Meaning,
the has to travel to do damage. The salt here didn't travel to damage. A human being took.
Okay, but we know that the din is that if a human being kicks like something into whatever, then that's called eish.
Because by traveling from one point to another, it did ezek.
The stone traveling from one point to another.
Right.
So why not hear the salt by traveling from one point to another that has
it? From the bag into the cave?
Yes.
That's called derech.
Why not?
That's what you do to cave.
So but what I'm tying is it's still not doimen. Because when a stone in flight is doing damage, the damage is from the movement of the stone. The infliction of the damage is because of the characteristic of movement, right? That since the stone moves, it ruins. If the stone is sitting there like a stone, it can't do a thing to me. The reason it hurts me is because it hit me, right? If it comes with zero force, nothing's going to happen. So always, Eish has that teva. That's the whole idea of Eish.
The moment I put the salt into the food, it ruined it.
Right, and the reason why it ruined it there is not because the salt was moving. Even if the salt is, let's say I put the salt still and I put the dough all around it. It's the same thing, right? It's not because it had force or anything. So I don't know.
It's not a
mazik
at all, salt or sugar. It's the misinformation in it. It's as if even if it was correctly labeled, but whatever reason, let's say the person couldn't see well, and he asked me,
right,
and I say it's salt, it's not sugar. So right. What's the din then? That's
H. Well, no, it won't be H because I didn't do the H. Right. In other words, you have to do it. You have to do a maise, like you have to put the salt in a place where it could go ahead and be mazik.
Really?
But the yes, you get him a thing of salt.
The salt is,
you give him a thing of salt.
The salt,
right. Then it would be the same thing, let's say.
But there the salt's not being mazik. When the person's using it, then it's being mazik. And it's only because of the proportions that they're putting in it.
Okay, but that's a ruach mitzuyah.
You throw a rock goes through a window, you know, it's either not going to do anything or it's going to break it. You know, it's going to damage it. That's not the case with salt.
Yeah, but in this case it's already mazik, that's also enough to be chai. It doesn't make a difference if even in one case it's mazik. Al kapanim, that's the final thing. Or Shlomo Zalman ended up saying it was esh, and he was chayiv, and that's my ha'or on it.
It's printed in Shlomo Bob
Tell me next. Tell somebody else. Tell me then.
But it's there. It's a big kiddush.